Chapter 8. Trapped in Relationships. The Cost of Abuse and Neglect. The night sea journey is the journey into the parts of ourselves that are split off, disavowed, unknown, unwanted, cast out, and exiled to the various subterranean worlds of consciousness. The goal of this journey is to reunite us with ourselves. Such a homecoming can be surprisingly painful, even brutal. In order to undertake it, we must first agree to exile nothing. Stephen Cope. Marilyn was a tall, athletic-looking woman in her mid-30s who worked as an operating room nurse in a nearby town. She told me that a few months earlier she'd started to play tennis at her sports club with a Boston fireman named Michael. She usually steered clear of men, she said, but she had gradually become comfortable enough with Michael to accept his invitations to go out for pizza after their matches. They'd talk about tennis, movies, their nephews and nieces. Nothing too personal. Mike clearly enjoyed her company, but she had told herself he didn't really know her. One Saturday evening in August, after tennis and pizza, she invited him to stay over at her apartment. She described feeling uptight and unreal as soon as they were alone together. She remembered asking him to go slow, but had very little sense of what had happened after that. After a few glasses of wine and a rerun of Law and Order, they apparently fell asleep together on top of her bed. At around 2 a.m, Michael turned over in his sleep. When Marilyn felt his body touch hers, she exploded, pounding him with her fists, scratching and biting, screaming, "You bastard, you bastard!" Michael, startled awake, grabbed his belongings and fled. After he left, Marilyn sat on the bed for hours, stunned by what had happened. She felt deeply humiliated and hated herself for what she had done, and now she'd come to me for help in dealing with her terror of men and her inexplicable rage attacks. My work with veterans had prepared me to listen to painful stories like Marilyn's without trying to jump in immediately to fix the problem. Therapy often starts with some inexplicable behavior, attacking a boyfriend in the middle of the night, feeling terrified when somebody looks you in the eye, finding yourself covered with blood after cutting yourself with a piece of glass, or deliberately vomiting up every meal. It takes time and patience to allow the reality behind such symptoms to reveal itself. Terror and numbness. As we talked, Marilyn told me that Michael was the first man she'd taken home in more than 5 years. But this was not the first time she'd lost control when a man spent the night with her. She repeated that she always felt uptight and spaced out when she was alone with a man. And there had been other times when she'd come to in her apartment, cowering in a corner, unable to remember clearly what had happened. Marilyn also said she felt as if she was just going through the motions of having a life, except for when she was at the club playing tennis or at work in the operating room. She usually felt numb.